From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Government forces fail to regain control of a Syrian prison. Nearly 800 detainees, mostly political prisoners, have been in a revolt at the Hama Central Prison for nearly a week. Syrian opposition leaders warn of a possible massacre of detainees, calling on the international community to take action. Conditions at the prison are said to have deteriorated since government forces stormed the facility Friday night and seized its food supply. Militants affiliated with the Islamic State group have claimed responsibility for killing 8 plainclothed Egyptian police officers outside Cairo. Egypt's state-run MENA news agency says gunmen in a small pickup truck pulled up to a van carrying the policemen, got out and opened fire before fleeing the scene. President Kim Jong-un has told a ruling party Congress North Korea will not use nuclear weapons unless its sovereignty is threatened by other nuclear powers. KCNE News says Mr. Kim is also willing to normalize relations with nations that had been hostile toward North Korea. Thousands of Lebanese voted in municipal elections in Beirut and the Bekaa Valley. Turnout was said to be low. Sunday's vote is the first since an 8-month trash crisis in Beirut sparked anti-government protests. Sunday was Mother's Day in the U.S. and scores of countries around the world. U.S. President Barack Obama honored his wife, Michelle, in his weekly address, thanking her for being a mom. Two buses collided with a fuel tanker in Afghanistan, setting all 3 vehicles on ablaze. There were 73 people killed and dozens injured. This is VOA News.